Our guest analyst this afternoon, Dan Bossi, president of Ag Resource Company. Coronavirus, Dan, that's been the whole market talker today, the way it seems.
It really was, Randy. It was a risk-off day from the start. Of course, we saw a big jump in the number of cases to a little over 2,800 over the weekend in China and other places in the world, and then 81 deaths. That the rapid expansion of incidents is what caught the trade's attention. And I think the other thing, Randy, is that the disease can maybe stay dormant for a couple of weeks before it really becomes active and found to show fever or flu-like symptoms.
Sure. Now, with a risk-off type of trade, traders just pull money off the table and cash out, or do they put it safe havens and things like that?
Well, traders are a strange group of people. They always shoot and ask questions later. They were shooting today and just getting out of anything they can, whether it was stocks, commodities, oil. The only thing they really bought was the metals on gold in terms of, you know, anxiety and tensions. But it was risk off everywhere, and we did see it in the commodity markets, whether it's in livestock, cattle and hogs sharply lower, or the grains, which started lower but did fight their way back, particularly led by the wheat market.
Yeah. With are these things short-lived, long-lived, do you think, or are we going to be trading this a week from now or not?
I'm sure we'll probably still be trading it a week from now, but beyond that, it's a day-to-day situation. You know, we can measure things like weather with forecasts, and we can try to look at disease incidences going forward, but it's kind of day-to-day here, and particularly as we get through the Lunar New Year holiday later this week, we'll get Southeast Asia back to work. We'll probably have some better data at that point, and people can make some decisions. But, you know, in this whole itemization, it's impossible to measure what this all means in terms of will people be flying, will they be going out for dinner, restaurants, what will be traffic in and out of public places. These are the things that traders are dreaming about. And, of course, fear is what really drives the market in these situations. But I would tell everyone that normally if we look back to other incidents like SARS and those kind of things, they tend to run for 2 or 3 weeks. We get comfortable with what's happening, and then we kind of go forward from there, and fundamentals return to vogue in terms of overall driving price direction.
Yeah, otherwise, really, the fundamentals have not changed, have they?
No, and that's really why the wheat market came back, Randy, and that world wheat price has held steady. So the futures market dropped substantially in Chicago, but when I look at the Black Sea or what was happening in other markets of Australia, Canada, or even the U.S. Gulf, the market didn't change or drop as much as Chicago did, and then you had the recovery back to the upside.
Livestock side kind of the same way, or are we just going to see that slide too?
Yeah, no, livestock was the same. Risk off today. The cattle market went down probably the heaviest. Some of that related to the on-feed report that showed a little more in terms of placements, but other than that, beef demand looks relatively strong. Fed numbers are tightening going forward. But the funds had bought a lot of cattle over the last couple of months, and they were shedding a bulk of that today, and that's really the pressuring point. I think on pork, we've got a little better chance to rally. China's still in the market for U.S. pork. Chinese still have to eat, even with coronavirus, and I do believe that market will find its footing and probably rally as we head into the end of the week.
Anything else we need to be talking about?
That's it, Randy. I think it's day-to-day just trying to follow the coronavirus, but keep your eye on the cash markets because that's probably the true direction of price.
Dan Bossi at Ag Resource Company in Chicago.